Sorry. Okay. Hello, everyone.
大家好。
So, we'll start by opening to Matthew 28:16-20.
我们先请翻开马太福音二十八章十六到二十节。
Matthew 28:16-20.
马太福音二十八章十六到二十节。
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣指约定的山上。
And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
耶稣近前来对他说，他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
please fill me with your Holy Spirit.
请你把你的圣灵交给我。
So that I can speak your words.
所以我可以看你的话。
And please use your Holy Spirit to touch the hearts of those who are listening.
请圣灵来触摸我们每一位。
So that we can also receive your word.
所以我们也能够明白你的话。
We thank you and we pray all this in your name.
我们感谢你，应奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so from some of you may know this, but from June 13th to July 15th, I was on a medical mission training in California.
你们当中哪可能有些人知道，我从六月十三号到七月十六号，
十五号
在加州。
So, I was there training how to be a Christian as a physician.
我在那里受一些训练成为一个基督徒的医生。
So some of the things that we did there were wards and shadowing.
有一些我们在那做的是在病房或者是做一项见习医生一样的工作。
So we would go in and talk to patients and try to understand where they are emotionally and spiritually.
我们进去跟病人谈他们在感情上心思上情绪上和属灵上的情况。
And we would pray for them, and sometimes if it's right, we would share the gospel to them.
我们会为他们祷告，而且在恰当的时机，我们会把福音传给他们。
And for shadowing, we would basically follow a physician around.
做见习医生的经验里，我们就是跟着一个医生。
Right, and we would see how they would do the same thing, how they would pray for their patients and they would share the gospel to their patients.
我们就跟着看着他们如何为病人祷告，如何跟病人传福音。
So that was really eye-opening to see how I can, as a doctor, I could be a missionary.
那使我的眼界大开让我发现如果有一天我成为医生，我是可以怎么样来服侍神。
Other than those two things, we also went through a lot of lectures where we learned a lot, not just about medical missions, but also about growing in God.
不单是如此，我们也参与了很多的演讲。那么在中间，不单是有关医学方面，更重要是我们如何能够在耶稣基督里成长。
We also had discipleship where I had a mentor who we would meet one-on-one and talk about our life.
我们也有门徒栽培，那么我就有一位门徒栽培者他跟我能够一对一能够交通，能够有团契。
And he would really pour his life into me and really teach me how to live as a Christian.
他真的把他的生命倾倒在我的身上教导我怎么样过一个基督徒的生活。
And finally, there was a community there of believers, and we would encourage each other and pray for each other, and we all had the same passion and same goal.
在那里我们也有一群人，大家能团契，彼此鼓励，彼此激励，因为我们也有同样的目标，成为一个合神心意的人。
So that's just a little of the background of where what I'm going to share comes from these lessons that I learned in California.
这就是我今天所要分享的一个背景，是从加州学习来的。
So today I'm going to share about four key ideas.
我今天要分享四个关键的观念。
So these lessons are what I learned there, and these are specifically lessons that we don't usually talk about in our church.
这四个观念是我在那边学的，也是我觉得在我们教会中不常讨论的一些话题。
There are a lot of things that I learned there that we do talk about.
但是我们教会中谈有很多在我那儿学的，也是我们教会里头常常听到的。
Right, but today I'm just going to focus on a couple of things I learned there that that we don't mention as much.
我今天只是在集中注力在我们不大常谈到的一些重点。
And so I'm just going to give a general overview.
我先给大家一个大致的概论。
And hopefully maybe other people in later sermons can be able to explain more deeply.
希望是在以后如果有别的讲到的时候也有这些相关的主题能够再深入一些探讨。
Okay, so the first topic I want to go through is the concept of how God views us.
我第一步要谈的是上帝怎么看我们。
Because so often we believe, even though we know in our heads that God loves us completely,
虽然我们在头脑里相信神完全的爱我们
，But in our hearts we don't often understand it.
但是我们的心并不真的了解
，And so our actions don't come out of that understanding.
我们的行动就不能从这种了解中产生正确的行动。
And so there's four main areas in which our view of what God views us is wrong.
有四个地方是上帝看我们的是。我们所想象是错的。
And so I'll go through them one by one.
我一个一个跟大家介绍。
So the first one is called the performance trap.
第一个是业绩表现的陷阱。
So what often happens is that we're very mindful of how we have to act.
我们经常非常介意我们怎么表现。
And I mean, this isn't a bad thing in and of itself.
如何表现成一个很好的基督徒的样子，这不是一件坏事。
But when we think that we have to meet certain standards in order to feel good about ourselves, that is when it becomes a problem.
可是当我们觉得我们必须达到某一个标准，我们才觉得自己不错，那么这造成一个问题。
Like when we feel that we have to look like a Christian for others, for God to accept us.
如果我们想我们要看起来像一个基督的样子，所以别人和上帝才能接纳我们。
How we have to, pray a certain way. We have to read Bible. We have to do all these things in order for God to accept us.
我们必须用某一些方式来祷告，或者我们必须读经到什么地步，我们认为这样办到了，神才会爱我们。
And so it becomes a fear of failure. It doesn't become a fear, a desire to love God, but rather fear of failing God.
我们并没有觉得是我们很渴望来爱神，反而是因为我们害怕不被接纳，所以我们就会这样做。
And so, the truth to remember is the concept of justification.
我们需要了解一个真理，就是称义的真理。
In Romans and in Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves; it is the gift of God." Not of works, lest any man should boast.
以弗所书二章八节到九节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Like the songs we sang today, there's nothing that we have done in order to deserve what God has given us.
就像今天诗歌所唱的，没有一件事情我们做出来会值得神来好像。能够得到神的称许。
It's only through His grace.
只有他的恩典。
And so that should be freeing to us.
这个观念应该使我们能够得自由。
Because it's no longer based on whether we look like a good Christian, whether we act like one.
因为这个关键是不是我们看起来像一个基督徒或者行动啊像个基督徒，我们才能得神的拯救。
But it's only because of God's grace.
完全是因为他的恩典，他要救我们。
John 16:33, the second part of the verse says, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world."
在约翰福音16:33后半段，在世上你们有苦难。但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
So, this have is past tense.
这个已经是一个过去式。
How God has, Jesus has already overcome the world. We do not need to, we can rest on what Jesus has done.
耶稣已经胜过这个世界，我们可以在耶稣里头得安息。
And 1 John 5:5 says, "Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?"
约翰一书五章五节说，胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
And so that is a key understanding. If we know that Jesus has already overcome, if we know that we have believed in him, then we do not need to fear.
这是一个很关键的一个观念。如果耶稣基督已经得胜了，如果我们在耶稣基督里，我们就不需要惧怕。
We are completely forgiven and completely pleasing to God.
我们是完全被饶恕，而且完全是讨神喜悦的。
And we don't need to fear failure any longer.
我们不再需要害怕失败。
So that's the first point.
这是第一步。
The second way in which we view God, or in which we have a lot, we believe a lie about ourselves, is the approval addict.
第二个会。在我们信靠神的时候的一个谎言，就是我们需要得到赞许，这是一种像上瘾了一样的一种习惯。
So it's a concept that, like, I must be approved by others to feel good about myself.
我必须得到别人的认同，我才觉得自己不错。
For me, this has resulted in me constantly trying to do better in my academics, do better in everything.
对我来说，我经常有这种感受，是因为我对于我的学业，在每一件事上，我都希望做得更好更好。
I felt that if there was just one person who didn't approve of me, who looked down on me, that I would be worthless.
我觉得如果有任何人瞧不起我，我就会觉得自己一无价值。
And so that is a huge lie in which we often believe.
这是一个我们常常相信一个很大的谎言。
We might not show it, but sometimes we do things just to get other people's approval.
我们也许外面表现不出来，可是内心里我们会常为了得到人家的应许为了人家的赞许，我们就来做一些事。
And this often translates over to how we view God.
这也转移到我们怎么看神。
We often think that we have to do certain things that God is not pleased with us when we fail.
我们觉得我们需要做一些事情，所以如果我们失败了，那么上帝就一定会不喜欢我们。
And we feel that if other people reject us, then God must be rejecting us as well.
我们也会以为，如果别人拒绝我，那么一定上帝也在拒绝我。
And so, the concept that we have to understand is reconciliation.
我们该有的一个观念就是成圣的观念。
Romans 5:10 says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son,much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life."
罗马书五章十节说，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神的儿子得救，得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
So reconciliation is like, you used to be enemies.
成圣是这样，你过去是敌人。
But now you make things right, and now you're friends.
现在呢，你把事情转变了。然后你们是朋友了。
Like we totally deserve to be rejected by God.
我们可以完完全全的被神，我们被神拒绝。
Because of our sin.
因为我们是有犯罪。
But God, because of what Jesus did.
但是因为耶稣基督所做的。
So God has completely accepted us.
上帝就完完全全接纳了我们。
And this acceptance is not based on anything that we've done.
这个接纳不是根据我们所做的。
Or anything that we'll do in the future.
也不是根据我们以后可以做的。
God isn't like, okay, I'm going to wait until you're following me, you're living in the light, and then I'm going to accept you.
上帝不是说，我要等等等，等到你真的 甘心乐意跟随我啊，那么我才接受你。
God has totally accepted us because of Jesus.
他完完全接受我们，是因为耶稣基督的缘故。
And because and so if we understand this concept,
如果我们了解这个观念，
we don't need a fear of rejection.
我们就不需要害怕被拒绝。
We can be open with each other about our faults.
我们可以彼此坦诚我们自己的过犯。
We can speak the truth to each other in love.
我们可以在爱心里彼此说诚实话。
Because we know that God accepts us no matter what.
因为我们知道神接纳我们，不论如何他都接纳。
And if we all understand this, I feel like this could really change how we treat each other.
如果我们真的能够这样体会，我们彼此相待就会很不一样。
Okay, so the third lie in which we view ourselves is known as the blame game.
第三个谎言在我们中间呢，就是我们喜欢玩指责的游戏。
So either we, when other people wrong us, we blame them.
或者别人对我们不好，我们就怪他。
You see that sometimes in which you see people in which, you know, whenever anything bad happens, our first response is to say it's other people's fault.
任何事情坏的事发生的时候，我们一定说，哎呀，这都是别人的错。
But maybe you're more like me in that when things happen, you tend to blame yourself.
也许你也像我一样，事情发生了就很容易自己怪自己。
And that's wrong also.
那也是错的。
Because it's the concept that those who fail are unworthy of God's love.
这都是错的，因为这个观念是所有失败的人都不配得神的恩典。
That they deserve to be punished.
他们都只能被惩罚。
And we see this in how Jesus and his disciples, how they approached a person who was blind.
我们看到耶稣跟门徒去找看到一个瞎眼的人。
The disciples asked Jesus, why is he blind? Was it the sin of his parents or was it the sin of him?
门徒问耶稣，为什么人这个人瞎眼呢？是因为他父母的罪吗？还是他的罪？
And sometimes we think this in our hearts.
有些时候我们在心里也会这样想。
We either say, oh, like things are going bad because, you know, God is punishing someone else.
有时候我们说一件事情不好了，我们就说，哦，上帝在惩罚那个人。
Or maybe when things go bad for us, we say, oh, God is trying to punish me.
如果事情发生在我们身上，我们也会说，哎呀，上帝是不是在惩罚我？
And so this mindset is really dangerous.
这种的观念非常危险。
And so the concept to remember is the concept of propitiation.
这个观念要做的就是和解的观念。
Most people probably haven't heard of that.
你们大概没有听过这个字。
But so Romans 5:9 explains that clearly.
罗马书五章九节解释得很清楚。
So it's much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
And so the concept of propitiation is that there is a God that we deserve to be punished for our sins.
这个和解的观念是有一位神，我们活该要受惩罚。
That we deserve it because of what we've done.
我们活该受惩罚，因为我们所做的。
But that because of what Jesus did.
但是因为耶稣基督所做的一切，
Now we're completely and utterly loved by God.
现在我们是完完全全、彻彻底底的被神所爱着。
And so we don't need to fear punishment any longer.
我们再也不需要害怕惩罚了。
When things happen to us,
事情发生在我们身上的时候，
we can say we know that God isn't trying to punish us, but to love us.
我们知道神不是在为了惩罚我们，而是为了爱我们。
And I know most of us, we know that in our head.
我知道我们中间很多人头脑里都能接受这一点。
Like we understand it, but we don't truly believe it all the time.
我们了解它，可是我们并不是真实的、一直的能够认识这一点。
And so we have to really pray to God that He'll cause us to believe this.
我们真的需要祷告，求神帮助，让我们能相信这件事。
That we will be able to live life, and treat others as if we are completely loved by God.
这样子，我们能够活着，而且我们对待别人也能是，好像就是我们是完完全全被神所接纳、所爱着。
That way we can forgive each other and we can forgive ourselves.
这样我们就能够彼此饶恕，我们也能饶恕自己。
Because we know that God has already forgiven us.
因为上帝已经饶恕我们了。
So the last point is shame.
最后一点是羞耻。
And this, I think, is was really huge for me, and it may be huge for many of you as well.
这点对我自己是非常巨大的一个观点，也可能很多人中间也有这样。
It's a concept that you can't change.
这个观念是你不能改变。
That like you are who you are.
你就是你现在这个样子。
That like that there are some standards in which you will never be able to reach, that you will never be able to love God as much as you want.
有一些的情况是你可能永远不能像你所想要的那样子的爱神。
That we are already always sinners.
我们一直就是罪人。
And for me, this it's sort of like if you have a friend.
这有点像好像你有一个朋友。
And he hurt you really bad, or he or she hurt you really badly in the past.
他可能伤害过去伤害你非常伤害得很厉害。
But now you're friends again.
可是现在你们是在做好朋友了。
You've forgiven him or her.
你饶恕了这个人。
But whenever you see them,
可是每一次你看见他们的时候，
You can still feel that pain.
你还是觉得那个痛苦。
And that's how I often thought how God viewed me.
这是我认为上帝可能就是这样子看我。
How he loved me.
他很爱我。
He forgave my sins.
他饶恕了我的罪。
I'm righteous in his eyes.
我在他的眼中是义人。
But whenever he saw me, he felt pain.
可是每一次他看到我，他都会很痛苦。
He felt disappointment.
他还是觉得很失望。
And so, the concept that I needed to learn, was the concept of regeneration.
我需要学的一个观念就是新生的观念。
Or how we are new creation in Christ.
也就是我们在耶稣基督里是个新造的人。
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things are become new.
哥林多后书五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Philippians 1:6 says, Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform until the day of Jesus Christ.
腓立比书一章六节，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
And so we are a new creation in Christ.
我们是在耶稣基督里新造的人。
We don't need to experience that shame.
我们不需要再经历那种羞耻。
When Jesus died on the cross, he didn't just take away our sin, but he took away our guilt and our shame.
耶稣在十字架上不单带着我们的罪，也带着我们的罪恶感，还有我们的羞耻。
And so even though we are in this world, we will still sin, we will still fall short.
虽然在这个世上，我们还是会犯罪，我们还是觉得亏欠。
Yet in Christ we are a new creature.
可是在基督耶稣里我们是新造的人。
Even if we can't see it now.
也许我们现在还没有办法看见。
And so that sums up my first point about how God views us.
这个就总结了我第一点说到上帝怎么看我们。
And God doesn't view us by anything that we do.
上帝不是按照我们所做的来看我们。
God doesn't view us by how we feel.
上帝不是按照我们感觉的来看我们。
We are righteous in God's eyes.
我们在神的眼中是的义人。
We are friends with God again.
我们是与神重新做了朋友。
We are loved by God completely and utterly.
我们是被神完完全全彻彻底底的爱着。
And we are a new creation.
我们是新造的人。
Not we hope to be, but we are.
不是我们希望我们是新造的人，我们的确是。
And so that's our standing before God.
这是我们站在神面前的地位。
So the second topic I want to, that I learned a lot when I was in California was on the topic of missions.
我第二个在加州学到的一个主题是宣教。
So I read Matthew 28 and that's usually what we think of when we think of missions.
我读了马太福音28章，那是当我们提到宣教的时候一定会用的经文。
That, you know, God wanted us to you know, Jesus, when he was leaving the earth, he wanted us to go and spread the gospel to all nations.
当耶稣升天前，他告诉我们要向全世界传福音。
But one thing I learned, was that God's eternal purpose was to redeem all the nations.
但是让我非常注意的就是神永恒的计划目的就是要拯救全部的人。
And so this is a theme that's not just in Matthew but that is in, through the entire Bible.
这个主题这个观念贯穿整个圣经。
So I'll try to go over it, just a general overview as best as I can.
我就是概论的把它讲述一下。
So usually when you have a book, the introduction tells you what's going to happen in the rest of the book.
通常你有一本书，它的引言就是在介绍你整本书在讲什么。
It gives you the purpose for why, the book was written.
它给你一个这本书写作的原因。
And gives you a general guideline.
给你一个大概的一个引导。
So if we go into Genesis,
如果你到创世纪看。
And we observe the first four main stories that are mentioned in Genesis.
我们看到四个主要的故事是在创世纪里头。
We see they all have the same story.
我们看到其实他们是有同样的故事。
The stories are the fall.
堕落的故事。
Cain and Abel.
亚伯和该隐的故事。
The flood.
洪水的故事。
And the Tower of Babel.
和巴别塔的故事。
And so in all of these stories, there was man.
在这些故事里都有人。
Mankind and they sinned.
人类犯罪。
They fell short of God.
他们亏缺了神的荣耀。
And then God's plan was, God created a plan to redeem mankind.
神制造了一个计划来拯救人类。
He promised that a seed will come up who is Jesus who will be able to redeem all man.
他答应说有一个耶稣基督会将来成为拯救全人类。
After Abel died, and Seth was born, Eve said that this is the one who is to replace. This is the one through whom the seed will come.
当亚伯死了以后赛特生出来，那么夏娃就说，这是神为了拯救我们预备的，就是这个了。
And God used the flood to be to redeem His people to through Noah.
神用洪水拯救挪亚。也借着挪亚拯救这些。
And in the Tower of Babel, where we actually see redemption is in Genesis 12.
巴别塔是我们在创世纪十二章看到神的拯救的。
After God split the nation, created languages and scattered the nations.
当神在巴别塔的时候，创造了各种的语言，然后把他们分散各地的时候。
He then said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12.
然后他对亚伯拉罕呼召是在创世纪十二章。
And usually we concentrate on the first couple verses that says that I will make you a great nation.
通常我们集中注意在前面，我会使你成为一个大国。
But why did God make Israel?
但是为什么上帝造以色列这个国家？
In Genesis 12:3, it says, And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
创世纪十二章第三节说，为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
And so God's purpose was that through Israel, that he will be able to reach all the nations and redeem all the nations.
所以神的目的是借着以色列，他可以达到万国，而且拯救万国。
You see that in stories like David.
你记得大卫的故事。
Where he showed the Philistines the power of God so that he can redeem them.
他向非利士人显出神的大能，所以神可以拯救非利士人。
There's just In nearly every Old Testament story, you see how God was using Israel to show the Gentiles, show the nations that He is God.
你看到所有旧约的故事里头，都看到神怎么样用这个事情来显示给外邦人，为的是要能够拯救万国。
And when we get to the New Testament, Jesus had this same goal and vision.
到新约的时候，耶稣有同样的目标和意向。
If you read the Gospels carefully, Jesus didn't just serve Israel.
你读福音书很仔细的话，你看到耶稣不只是服侍犹太人。
But Jesus also deeply served those who were Gentiles.
耶稣也真实的在服侍外邦人。
And Matthew makes it pretty clear as well.
马太福音也讲得很清楚。
So I don't have time to go all the way in depth, but really this is something that spans entire Bible.
我没有时间讲全部，但是这的确是贯穿整个圣经的事。
Even in Revelation, it says that those the nations will be serving God in heaven.
连启示录也提到，万国都要在天服侍神。
And so, then, what is the purpose of the church?
那到底什么是教会的目的？
John Piper, who is a preacher.
约翰派普，他是一个传道人。
He says missions is not the ultimate goal of the church.
他说宣教不是教会最高的目标。Worship
is.
崇拜才是。
Missions exist because worship doesn't.
宣教之所以成立，因为敬拜没有办法。Because
not all the nations are worshiping God.
因为不是所有的万国都在敬拜神。And
so that is the reason why, as a church, we need to have, we need missions.
所以，从一个教会的立场来说，我们需要宣教。We
need this mindset.
我们需要这个观念。
And if we have the Holy Spirit in our lives,
如果我们有圣灵在我们的身上,
if we are following God,
我们跟随耶稣,
we should have the same mind as God.
我们应该有跟耶稣一样的观念,
and the same burden and the same purpose and passion.
我们要有同样的, 负担, 意向, 还有, 热情。
And so that's why this is so important.
这是为什么? 这是何等的重要?
Missions isn't a calling just for a few.
宣教不是只是对少数人的一个呼召。But
missions is a calling for all of us.
宣教是对我们所有的人的一个呼召。And
it isn't like just traveling to a faraway country.
并不是我们要旅行到一个很远的国家。Are
we actively trying to redeem the people around us?
我们是不是很主动的想要拯救帮助我们身边的人？Are
we being witnesses for God?
我们是不是正在为神做见证？Are
we having that outward faith?
我们是不是有那个外面显出来的信心?
Or is our faith just restricted to ourselves?
还是我们的信心只局限在我们的里面?
And so that's something that we really need to pray about and think about.
这是我们需要常常祷告寻求的。
So that's the first two topics.
这是两个主题。
So the third one that I want to go into that's closely tied to missions.
第三个跟这个宣教有很密切关系的是。
Is discipleship.
是门徒栽培。
Or in the passage that we just read, we saw that Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations.
刚刚我们读到马太福音说, 你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And this is something that I think that that we don't especially do here, but it's not just here, but a lot of churches don't do this.
这是我发现，不单是我们教会，可能有很多的教会不去注意这件事。
So why should we do this?
为什么我们要做这件事？
If we observe Jesus' life,
我们观察耶稣的一生,
he preached to multitudes.
他跟大众传福音,
he healed those who are sick.
他去医治生病的人,
he did a lot of things, he argued with the Pharisees.
他也跟法利赛人争论。
But what did he spend most of his time doing?
但是他最多的时间做什么？
24/7, he spent it with his 12 disciples.
一天24小时，一个星期七天，他都花在他的门徒身上。
He spent his ministry time pouring into those 12.
他把他宣教的时间精力倾倒在他的门徒身上。
He would say parables to the crowds, but then he would explain them to his disciples.
他对群众说比喻，可是他私下对门徒解释他。
And so it was through those disciples that he was able to impact the world.
是透过这些门徒，他才能够影响全世界。
And how like the gospel was spread so quickly.
这也是为什么福音能够传播那么快的原因。
And so that is something that we need to do.
这是我们需要做的。
But before we do it, we have to address a couple maybe misconceptions about discipleship.
但我们去做之前，我需要提一些有关门徒栽培的观念。
So for us, the first thing that we often think about is that discipleship is like a teacher and a student.
首先我们以为门徒栽培好像老师跟学生。
And I would say that that is not the case.
但并不是这样。
Because who is ultimately discipling us but God?
谁是最终 门徒栽培我们的呢? 是神。
I like to see it as one beggar telling another beggar where to find food.
我宁可把它比喻为一个乞丐告诉另外一个乞丐哪里可以找到食物吃。
And that's really what we are.
那真的是我们的光景。
I mean, there's those who are more mature.
啊，我们中间有的比较成熟老练。
Have more experience in God.
有对神的有更多的经历。
And there are those who are less mature and need more experience from God.
那也有一些我们不够老练成熟，也需要更多的经验，从神来的经验。
And so the purpose of discipleship isn't so that one person will follow another person.
门徒栽培的目的不是叫一个人去跟随另外一个人。
But rather that both follow God.
而宁可是这两个人都去跟随神。
And so the final goal is so that we can have co-disciples.
最后的目标是我们可以彼此做门徒。
Eventually, both the discipler and the disciple will be discipling each other.
就是意思说，门徒栽培者跟接受门徒栽培的人彼此可以成为门徒栽培对方的人。
And so that is why it's really important how we disciple.
所以我们如何门徒栽培就非常的重要了。
Actually, before we talk about how, I want to talk about why we have to disciple.
我讲到如何之前，我还要讲为什么我们要门徒栽培。
So Jesus set an example, but the reason why we need discipleship is because we need a space where we can be open to each other.
耶稣设了一个很好的榜样，但是为什么我们也需要彼此门徒栽培呢？是因为我们需要能够很坦诚的沟通。
When we hear a sermon, it's very general.
我们听一个讲道，这是很通常的一个讲道。
And it has to be general because you're talking to people who all have different experiences.
这是一个概论，因为你告诉的是不同情况的人，他们有不同需要，可是你讲一个概论。
But how are you going to take the truth of God's word and apply it into your life?
但是你怎么把一个神的真理应用在你的生活上呢？
Oftentimes when you are in the midst of that conflict, you don't know how to apply it to your own life.
通常你在一个冲突的处境里，你不知道怎么把神的话应用在你的生活上。
That's why you need someone to be able to live life with you.
这样你就需要一个人跟你一起生活。
And so that someone that you can trust, that you can be open to.
一个人是你可以信任他，能够把自己打开，对他开放的人。
It's just like, you know, those of you who have jobs, it's just like the difference between classroom training and on-the-job training.
这样子就很像有一个区分，你在课堂里头受的训练跟直接在公司工作的时候受的训练是不一样的。
Like you definitely learn a lot when you're sitting in the classroom learning about, you know, engineering or computer or whatever you do.
你在课堂里学，的确学到很多有关机械这些工程的东西。
But the real where you're actually going to apply that, where you actually learn how to do everything, is on the job.
可是你怎么样才真正的懂得怎么运用这些知识？只有在你实际做操作的时候。
And that's why listening to one sermon is not going to change your life.
所以听一个讲道是不可能改变一个生命的。
It's really the day-to-day living it out.
而是你需要每一天活出来才行。
And when there are people who can lead you and who can counsel you and tell you how you're living your life and how to live it, that's really where the impact comes from.
如果有一个人辅助你，让他告诉你你要怎么样活才能真实活出来，这对你会有很大的帮助。
And so how are we supposed to disciple?
我们要如何来门徒栽培呢？
First of all, we have to build relationships.
首先我们要建立彼此的关系。
We can't share with each other's lives unless we trust that the other person will love us and will guide us toward God.
我们没有办法分享，除非我们知道那个人他听了我们所分享的东西，他能够还是爱我们，而且愿意指导我们更像靠近神。
We have to dig into the word.
我们需要很深的挖掘神的话。
We don't want the disciple following the discipler. We don't want the disciple following the discipler.
Okay, 我们不要受门徒栽培的人。这些门徒去跟随门徒栽培的人。
Yeah, that's why it's important for the discipler to always point the disciple back to the Bible.
这是为什么门徒栽培，做门徒栽培的人一定要让这个门徒指向神的话。
Like explaining a concept is important.
解释一个观念是很重要。
But again, the ultimate authority is the Word of God.
And
so that's why we don't have to be afraid of it being like a teacher and a student.
所以我们不需要害怕做一个老师或者做一个学生,
if we're constantly pointing them back to the Bible.
因为我们要经常不断地把所有的教导转到神的话上面,
and also doing ministry together.
而且要一起来服侍,
and because that, again, that is where you'll really learn how to live as God wants us to live.
因为当你一起服侍的时候,你才真实地知道神怎么样你来活出来。
That way we'll be able to have Christians who will be able to live our faith out.
那这是为什么一个基督徒他可以活出他的信心,把他活出来。
So our ultimate goal is that we'll have Christians who are living in faith.
我们最后的目标是有基督徒他是活着,活出信心。
That they are reading their Bibles, they are praying, they are growing in God.
他们读圣经,在主耶稣基督里成长。
And we have that in our church.
我们在我们的教会中有这样的人。
But we need to also have two other elements.
但我们还需要其他两个要素。
We want to have believers who can communicate their faith.
我们需要这个信徒他能够把他的信心能够沟通出来。
That this won't just be an inward faith, but that this is a faith that can be shared with others.
这不只是内在的一些信心, 而是你这个信心可以跟别人分享出来的。
And we want a faith that is multiplying.
而且我们希望这个信心是可以倍增的。
That not only will there be a couple of brothers or sisters who are discipling others, who are teaching others,
不是只有一个两个少数的弟兄姐妹,他可以门徒栽培别人或者教导别人,
but that everybody will be able to disciple others.
而变成每一位弟兄姐妹都可以成为门徒栽培的人。
Just like how Paul and Timothy were like a discipler and a disciple,
就像保罗和提摩太,一个是门徒栽培者,一个是门徒。
And that's how our church can grow.
这是为什么一个教会可以成长。
And one final word about discipleship.
我有一句最后一句话有关这一点。
Which is that everyone needs a Paul and everyone needs a Timothy.
每一个人都需要一个保罗,每一个人也都需要一个提摩太。
My discipler, when I was in California, he had a disciple and he was 70 some years old.
我在加州的门徒栽培者,他有70几岁,但是他也有一个他的门徒栽培者。
Yeah, so like, and you're never too young to disciple others and to lead others in knowing more about God.
你要领导帮助别人认识神,永远不会太年轻。
And that's why I think it's so important for us to know how God views us.
这是为什么我们需要知道神要用我们,这一点是非常重要。
Because once we have that standing before God,
一旦我们知道我们在神面前的地位,
we have confidence that we can disciple others.
我们就有信心我们可以成为别人的门徒栽培者。
Not because of anything we've done, but because of what Jesus has done.
不是因为我们做了什么, 而是因为耶稣已经做了。
And it's really just sharing the Holy Spirit, sharing God, what God has done with others.
那我们所要做的就是分享神, 跟我们所在我们身上所做的,或者在别人身上所做的。
And so really that inward transformation can really lead to this outward faith.
所以这种内在的这种观念的转变,真的是可以影响达成外面信心的表达。
Okay, so there, I have one last point.
我有一个最后一个分享。
And this point is something that I really learned about in California.
这一点我在加州学的,
I know it's a sensitive point.
这是一个蛮敏感的一个话题。
And it's not sensitive just in our church, but it's sensitive in churches in general.
这个不单是在我们教会,在所有的教会中都蛮敏感的一个话题。
I think it's a crucial area in which we need to address.
但是却我认为是一个很关键的东西,我们需要去把它指出来。
At least to start a conversation about.
至少我们要开始有讨论这个话题。
The topic is on sexual addiction.
这个主题是性的上瘾。
So this is not, we know that we're, I'm not going to talk anything like that you would be offended at.
我愿意谈这句话题的时候,希望你们不会被触怒了。
The reason why I bring it up is because it's something that that is mentioned in the New Testament multiple times.
我之所以提出这个，是因为这种事情在新约里头提过很多很多次。
Jesus himself mentioned it multiple times.
耶稣自己提过很多次。
And he was talking to the Jewish people.
他跟犹太人谈话。
And the Jewish people were people who were following the law.
那犹太人是追随律法的人一群人。
And yet Jesus still mentioned it. If we look at Matthew 15.
耶稣仍然跟他们提这一点，我们看马太福音15章。
Matthew 15:18-19. For here he's talking to his disciples, and he says, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies."
耶稣对门徒说。 唯独出口的是从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、谤毒。And
so this is a matter that comes from the heart.
这是从心里发出来的一个问题。If
Jesus himself is so willing to talk about it, even in a society that obviously does not talk about it.
耶稣既然在一个社会里是很不愿意谈这个话题的，耶稣自己都提出来。Then
it's a matter that's even of more importance for the church.
那么这对教会来说也是更重要要谈的。And
if you read Paul's letters, he mentions it multiple times.
你读保罗的书信，他也提过非常多次。
One example is in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19.
其中一个是加拉太书5章19节。Paul
is just trying to talk to the church about the works of the flesh.
保罗要对教会提到这个情欲的事情。And
he says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness."
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。And
he goes on to the list, but what is interesting is that the first few that he mentions are sexual addictions.
那么他继续讲了很多，可是让人有觉得很特别的是，他开头三个都是跟性的这个性瘾有关系。And
so Paul is so open about talking about it in the church.
保罗就在教会里公开的谈论这件事。We
need to also be open to talking about it.
我们也需要对这件事能够公开的谈论。Because
it's not an individual problem.
这不是一个个体的问题。It's
not a problem that only a few individuals face.
这也不是只有少数的人会有这个问题。The
point is that it's a family and it's a church problem.
这是一个家庭的教会的问题。And
that's why we need to, as a community, we need to be able to talk about this stuff.
所以作为一个教会团体来说，我们需要能够谈这件事。And
so the point isn't that I'm guessing a lot of you are not struggling with this.
我相信有很多人不会为这件事情有什么挣扎。And
that's awesome.
这是太棒了。
But that's why we're talking about discipleship.
这是为什么我们提到门徒栽培。Because
even though it may not be a problem for you.
因为即使你本人没有这方面的问题。But
it probably is a problem for many others.
可是这有可能是很多别的人有的问题。And
as brothers and sisters in Christ, we're responsible to help those.
那既然是弟兄姐妹，我们真的有责任能够帮助他们。If
you have experienced freedom from this, can't you share it with those who haven't?
如果你在这方面得到自由的经验，你难道不能跟其他没有还不能得自由的人分享吗？
Like you have the know-how, you can disciple others and to lead others into experiencing this freedom.
你可以门徒栽培别人，带领别人，能够达到在这一方面的一个自由。And
this doesn't just go for sexual addiction, but goes for sins in general.
这不是只有提到性方面，而是一般来的罪都是。This
is something that our church needs to do, to be open with each other and to pray for each other and help each other.
这就是为什么我们在教会中，我们要能够彼此坦诚，能够彼此交通，才能彼此帮助。
James 5:16 says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much."
雅各书5:16，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
This is something that needs to be done.
这是需要做的。
I know that we're afraid of telling each other that we're sinful.
虽然我知道我们都害怕告诉别人我们是有罪的。
We're afraid of telling each other that, you know, about what we struggle with.
我们也害怕告诉别人我正在为了哪一些罪来挣扎。
But if we know that God accepts us completely,
但是既然我们知道神是完完全全的接纳我们。
And if we know that we are all disciples of God,
而且我们如果我们知道我们都是神的门徒。
We ought to be praying for one another. We ought to be open with one another.
我们应该能够为彼此祷告，而且对彼此也能够坦诚相交。
And that way we'll have a community where we can really honor and glorify God.
这样子我们整个教会就能够真正彼此有和谐，能够荣耀神。
If we look at Galatians 6:1-2,
我们看加拉太书六章一到二节。
It says, Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
So when it talks about bearing one another's burdens,
有谈到担当彼此的重担。
It isn't just talking about health issues.
这不是只是谈到健康的问题。
Or just job issues.
或者你的工作的问题。
Or stresses in your life.
或者你生活中的这个压力。
This is talking about sins.
这是提到罪。
This is talking about temptation.
这是提到试探引诱。
And so we have to bear each other's burdens.
所以我们需要分担彼此的重担。
And this verse also talks about how those who are spiritual to restore others.
这也提到所有属灵的要把别人挽回过来。
And again, so this all ties in together.
这里都互相串联在一起。
How there's discipleship in the church.
如何在教会里有门徒的栽培。
How there's missions, there's restoring people back to God.
如何有宣教可以把人带回到神的国里。
And so this is what is, and then so Romans 15:1 also says the same thing.
罗马书十五章第一节也说到同样的。
It says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves.
说到我们坚固的人应该担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。
Because discipleship is hard.
因为门徒栽培是难的。
You have to be open with others.
你必须向别人敞开自己。
You have to take time out of your schedule to spend time talking with another and discipling them.
你需要把时间抽出来，花时间跟人交谈，然后把自己的心倾倒出来。
But God calls us to do this.
但是神呼召我们彼此这样子做。
And back to sexual addiction, it is not a moral problem, but a spiritual and a physical one.
有关这个性瘾，这不是道德的问题，而是
a spiritual and physical one.
这是属灵的和属肉体的部分。
Physical body.
身体，你的身体，实际上身体的一个问题。
I could go in depth into it more, but at a later time, because I'm running out of time.
我可能不能多讲，我时间快到了。
It's an actual, as a physician, it's an actual physiological problem.
作为医生来看，这实际上是一个身体的一个部分的问题。
It's like any other addiction.
这跟其他所有的上瘾、毒瘾都是一样的。
Like work addiction.
有的人是上班上瘾了。
Food addiction.
有的人对食物很上瘾。
Drug addiction.
吸毒上瘾。
When you have a drug addiction, what do you need?
如果你有毒瘾，你需要什么？
Telling them that taking drugs is wrong isn't enough.
你告诉他吸毒是错的，不够。
Like they probably already know that.
他们也许都已经知道。
They know it, but they can't change it.
他们也知道他们改变不了。
And so what they need is actually they need time.
所以他们真正需要是需要时间。
They need to be able to be have time away from drugs.
他需要有时间远离毒品。
But more importantly, they need a community around them.
更重要是他们需要一个团队在他们的身边。
They need to be honest with people around them.
他需要对身边的人诚实。
And they need people around them who love them and will support them no matter what.
他们需要身边人, 接纳他们, 不论发生什么事情,
and it's the same with sexual addiction.
We need
to be open about it.
我们需要对他是一个公开的。
We need a community that would be open to talking about it and be open to accepting and loving those who are struggling.
我们需要一个团队是大家能够彼此坦诚的相交, 然后能够彼此扶持来帮助彼此离开这个东西。
If we are to be a church like the New Testament church,
如果我们希望我们的教会像新约的这个教会,
we have to face these issues.
我们必须面对这些,
问题。 We can't avoid them.
我们没有办法避开他们。
So in conclusion,
所以结论是,
these are four issues that I really hope that we can continue to talk about.
这四个情况是我希望我们教会以后能够继续谈论它。
And I hope that we can have a vision for.
我也盼望我们有对它有一个意向。
That this inward transformation of how God views us,
我们里头的这个转变, 神怎么看我们,
can really affect how we view others.
可以引, 发出来让我们去怎么去看我们的弟兄姐妹。
That our faith will be an outward faith.
我们的信心就可以成为外面能表达出来的信心。
That we will be open with each other.
然后我们能够对彼此都有能够开放的心。
That we'll be willing to take the time to disciple each other.
我们也能够花时间, 跟别人来做, 门徒栽培。
So that us as a church, we won't be in isolation with each other.
所以成为一个教会的时候,
but that would truly be a community that knows each other's struggles and accepts and loves each other for it.
我们才能成为一个团体是, 我们彼此了解对方的挣扎,
so, and all this can only be accomplished through the Holy Spirit.
这一切只有圣灵能够完成。
Only God can change our hearts.
只有圣灵能够改变我们的心。
Okay, so let's pray.
请我们一起祷告。
Dearly Father,
亲爱的天父,
I really pray that that your word would not come back in vain, Lord.
我真的祷告,
I pray that we will be changed from the inside.
我求主让我们从里头开始被改变。
And that our faith will be an outward faith.
让我们的信心就能活出来。
A faith that can impact those around us.
我们的信心能够影响帮助我们身边的人。
Our goal won't just be to be good Christians.
我们的目标不再只是做一个好基督徒。
But that we'll have the same mindset as you.
我们能够有你有一样的观念。
Mindset to redeem those who are around us.
能够有一个观念愿意拯救
We know that there are difficult topics, Lord, that we need to talk about as a church.
我知道, 对教会要谈一些困难的话题。
We're all afraid, Lord.
我们都很害怕。
But we know that you are God.
但是我们知道你是神。
That you love us so much.
你这么的爱我们。
That you sent your son to die on the cross for us.
你亲自把你的独生子赐给。 带到我们中间,
and that whoever believes in you will be saved.
所有信靠你的都要得拯救。
So we trust you, Holy Spirit.
我们相信你圣灵。
We trust that you will be able to take care of our church.
我们相信圣灵你能够照顾带领我们的教会。
We pray that you will be able to work in our hearts.
我们祷告你来在我们的心里工作。
So that we can be changed.
所以我们才能被改变。
And we thank you.
我们感谢你。
We pray all this in your name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.